each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. It is time for the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. We're going to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
The PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour? Take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And Pat, first one is for you. We talked a little bit about it already on the show. The PGA Tour, they have changed the tour schedule for the 09 season. They made that announcement earlier this week. The 2009 PGA Tour schedule will look a little bit different than it did this year. The match play event in Arizona will be the final weekend of February. The Honda Classic event here at PGA National will stay in its customary first event to open the Florida swing the first weekend of March. But the change is the CA Championship at Doral, the World Golf Championships event, will be moving to the second weekend of March, directly after the Honda Classic. Tampa will move back one spot later on the schedule, the third weekend of March, the PODS Championship, although next year in 09 it will have a different sponsor because PODS is pulling out after this season. And then the anchor event of the Florida Swing starting next year will be Bay Hill, the Arnold Palmer Invitational just outside of Orlando. So your thoughts on the new PGA Tour changes, which tournaments will win because of this and which tournaments lose?
Well, I don't know anybody that wins any more than they already have. I think Doral won last year by becoming a WGC event, and particularly because Tiger plays in those events, so they got Tiger to come back and play at Doral, which he hadn't done in a few years. So Doral continues to be a winner. The match play is going to be a winner because Tiger's going to play in that, and again, it's a WGC event. I think the Pod Champion, or whatever it's going to become, absolutely gets killed by this. I think being in the position they are right after, you know, currently, where they're right after the Honda and prior to Bay Hill, I think helps them a little bit. There's a continuity factor. Right now, they're going to follow basically two WGC events in 3 weeks, and I think a lot of players, unfortunately for those guys, because that course out there is beautiful in Tampa that they play on, but I think that will really be hurt by this because I think a lot of guys will take the break. Honda, I think, is in a precarious position, mainly because of the Tiger factor. He will definitely play in the match play, and he will play at Doral. It is rare for Tiger to play three in a row, and I know I'm going against Tim Rosefort, and I'm going against, you know, a lot of guys, you know, that say he will. He, if it helps him with major preparation or whatever, he will play in it. But just logistically, I think it's going to be difficult. Now, if Tiger gets eliminated in the match play early, which he can do, he almost did this year, that increases his chances of playing in the Honda. And I think that's the ultimate goal of Ken Kennerly and everybody here. They want to get Tiger to play in this. They want to get Phil to play in this. And I think it can happen with Phil because Phil stinks in match play for whatever reason, and he usually goes out. So I think they can get him in this thing. But Tiger is the key, and playing three in a row I think is a difficult task to ask Tiger to do, especially this early in the year. You saw him, he did last year for the FedEx Cup, and I actually think he plays better the more he plays. But, you know, his thing is major preparation, and I don't know if he wants to take that burden on prior to the Masters of playing in three in a row. But we'll see. The venue speaks for itself here. The fact that you are getting a lot of international players to play in this thing and a lot of top players to play will lure Tiger because, much like Wachovia has been able to do, you know, it's sort of like, hey, you know, do you have the guts to come play in this event on a very difficult golf course against top flight competition? Tiger likes that challenge. So I'm not completely saying it's a loss for Honda, but I think it might hurt them a little bit in terms of getting Tiger, and that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you, Pat, on most of the points you made. First of all, who wins? I think the Honda wins primarily because the international players that will be flying over, you know, the World Golf Championships, more so than most PGA Tour events, mix international players from the European Tour, from the Australasian Tour, from all the world tours, along with the PGA Tour, more so than regular PGA Tour events. So, you know, the top 50, the top 75 in the world, you know, they're always in the, you know, well, obviously top 64 for the match play, and then primarily most of the top 50 in the CA Championship at Doral. So the international players will be flying over here to play in the final event of the February month next year, which is the match play, and then they will also play at CA at Doral. So they're not going to fly back to wherever they live. If they don't have a place to stay here statewide, they're not going to fly back overseas and then come back 2 weeks later to play at Doral. So it's a very good chance that most of the internationals play three in a row. And this week, you know, the Honda brought a lot of those names over. Sergio Garcia, Retief Goosen, Ernie Els, guys that have played here before, Luke Donald and Robert Allenby, a lot of the international names, and I think that those names will continue to grow in years to come. Guys like Adam Scott, VJ Singh, a guy, Jeff Ogilvy, that's played the Honda a couple times, but not the last 2 years because of the Johnny Walker. So I think the Johnny Walker loses. Because if the Johnny Walker stays the same week as the Honda, they're going to lose most of their players because they'll all be over here playing match play and then staying to play Doral 2 weeks later. So they'll probably play Honda right sandwiched in between. I agree. Well, and then the question is, Tiger. I agree with you. I think the best chance for Tiger to play here is if he goes out of match play early. Even though this will be his hometown event and he will soon be building a house on Jupiter Island, he very rarely plays three events in a row. So I think that he will at some point want to put the Honda on his schedule because it's going to be his hometown, home county event. But I think the best chance for Tiger to play perhaps next year, because his house will not be done by next year. It's not even under construction yet. It's still in permitting. They'll likely break ground on his new house in Jupiter Island at some point in the next 12 months. Best chance next year, I think, is if he loses early in the match play. But long term, I think there's no doubt Tiger will eventually play the Honda. But you're right with the Tampa event, the Innisbrook event. It's called Pods this year. It'll be called something else next year. That event loses because there's no chance that the top players in the world are not playing CA. They're going to play the match play, so therefore they're likely going to play the Honda in between. Most players in the world, besides VJ and a couple of others, don't play four events in a row. So they're likely going to take Tampa off, and then they're all going to want to play Bay Hill because it's Arnold's event. So there's no doubt that the Tampa event is the event that most is the biggest loser of this, along with Johnny Walker overseas.
No, go ahead, Russ.
And well, it is your PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now for the second straight year and for many years in the future, the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.
I was just going to finish up. Nothing against the Tampa event, but that is a prime example of where the PGA Tour could take a week off. They could just take a week off and let people re-energize and not have an event every week, and that would be a perfect time for it. All right, Russ, number two goes to you. The new cut rule, which we've been talking about all year, the PGA Tour finally relented and said, look, we got to do something with this cut rule where, you know, we were going to take the top 70 in ties, and then if it got too much, we were going to let them, quote-unquote, make the cut, but actually not play on the weekend, which we both agreed was ridiculous. They did change that for this week. It did not actually get implemented because we didn't get 78 or more players on the cut line. We had 77. The way it works now is the top 70 in ties after Friday will make the cut unless it's 78 or more, and then they would do another cut on Saturday. As I mentioned, if it's confusing enough already, we had 77, so they didn't have to do that. So they had the true cut on Friday. They would have had another cut yesterday if there were more players than that. What do you think of the new cut rule?
Oh, well, just you having to explain it, I think, is...
And I don't even know if I'm sure what I said was right.
I think you're trying to explain it just now is proof in the pudding why it's not a good idea. Now, we realized that there should have been a change. There should have been a change because the new cut rule, which was implemented at the beginning of this year, was top 70 in ties, but if that number is more than 78, then it goes to the next lowest number on the leaderboard, and then those players get that, those players at the original lowest number, or highest number, I guess, when you're talking about golf, the cut number, what they were on the cut number, they get last place money, but don't play the weekend. So we had that for 2 months, and then the PGA Tour, the Players Advisory Council, and the executive committees, they said, well, we need a change because the players were griping about it. Most of the rank and file, by the way, not the best players in the world. Most of the top 20, top 30 players on the money list, they could care less because they're hardly ever at that number on the cut line. But most of the rank and file players, they deserve to have their voice heard. I'm not saying that they don't, but they were complaining about the new cut rule. So they made a change. We both agree that there should have been a change made, but I don't think that the change they made was the right one. I give the PGA Tour kudos for realizing that what they had implemented to begin the year wasn't working, However, I don't think that what they did to change it is the right idea. It just is too cockamamie. It's too, there's too many ifs, ands, or buts, you know, and just to have two cuts. I mean, it's just, it doesn't seem right. What they should have done, what I hope they do for 2009, because I'm sure they're not going to revisit it again this year. They've already made one change midseason. There's no chance that Tim Finchem and company will, you know, again, decide to make a second change. But I hope at the end of the year they revisit it and realize that probably the best idea, because, you know, if it's 78 or more, then we'll have a second cut on Saturday. They'll get last place money. It's just, there's too much verbiage in the policy. It needs to be more cut and dry. And what I think should be done long term, possibly for the 09 season, is top 65 and ties. If that's the rule, then it very likely we will never have players playing on the weekend in excess of 80 players.
I think you're right, Russ. Let's go to 60 or 65 in ties, and that should do it. The only other thing I could suggest is on Saturday, just eliminate. You got to do some kind of an analysis. What's the furthest somebody's come back from the pack on a Sunday to win a tournament? Most cases, I would imagine, if you're outside the top 30 or 35, you're not winning that tournament. I mean, it might be 1 out of 1,000 that somebody shoots a ridiculous number and wins it. So what they could do is really make that Sunday a special, like, smaller, like, just the top 40 guys. You know, now they might be within 6 shots of the lead. I don't know, again, what the rules should be, but really compartmentalize it so that last day, nothing against some of these guys that are going off now, they have no shot of winning this. If you're a fan of Retief and you want to see him up close and personal, this is your chance.
He's playing right now, by the way. If you're not here, you better get here.
He's playing, and there's probably nobody out really following him, so you could go see him, but he has no chance to win this thing. So figure out some way on Sunday to have like almost a Sunday shootout every week, where, and maybe don't do this for the majors or other big events, but for an event, you know, not even like the Honda, but something where you just want to create some excitement, just eliminate some of these guys that, you know, that are lower than like 8 shots back or whatever statistically it says you really don't have a chance to come back, and just get those guys that are within 6-8 shots of the lead and let them play, and it'll go faster, and it really creates some excitement because all those guys have a chance, not a realistic, but they do have a chance to win it. The way we're doing it now, you know, with 45 or how many guys we even got today playing.
Well, 77.
70. Yeah. You know, half those guys have no chance, Russ.
I agree with you. I think you make a great point. I think that's a good idea. You know, perhaps in the mold of the ADT Championship at Trump International, the last event of the LPGA Tour season, they have a progressive cut. After Friday's second round, they cut to it's a 32-player field to begin with, so after Friday's second round, they cut to the low 16. If there's ties, it's not low 16 and ties. They have a playoff right then and there on Friday after the second round. So they get to a hard number of 16. Then on Saturday, after Saturday's third round, they cut to a hard number of 8 for Sunday to play for $1 million. I think it'd be great if maybe there's one. I mean, listen, we had one event for 30 years that was Stableford, you know, the International in Denver, which unfortunately is no longer on the PGA Tour schedule. But I don't have any problem with having one event that's kind of quirky and different. I think pretty good idea. By the way, speaking of players now on the course, you know, the 9-15 pairing just went off. Vaughn Taylor from Augusta, Georgia, and Camilo Vajegas from Medellin, Colombia, the Florida Gator.
Again, Russ, I just want to qualify. He probably did not graduate from Florida.
Actually, he did.
All right, Camilo Vajegas. He's legit. You can mention him as going
to Florida. He's got a business degree. He graduated in 04 with a bachelor's of business from the University of Florida. So he is actually one of the guys that did graduate from the fine institution of the University of Florida, established way back in 1853. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney.
Why do you know that?
They had their 150-year anniversary just a couple of years ago. Okay. That's how I know it. Right. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760. We are broadcasting live today from the PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens. It is a picture-perfect, postcard-gorgeous Chamber of Commerce day in South Florida. I mean, temperature, it's got to be about low 70s, probably 72, 73. Very low humidity. It's nice and crisp. I mean, it's probably 50 or 60% humidity because I'm not sweating, and I usually am. And it's just nice, and it's cool and breezy. It's gorgeous.
You know, usually when we're sitting in this tent, Russ, it's either the wind's either blowing in here, it's either cold, the sun's blaring on us, something. It's like you mentioned. It's like we're sitting inside somewhere. It's got to be about 50% humidity, and it's probably 70 degrees right now.
Yeah, 71, 72. It's gorgeous. Get yourself out here to PGA National Resort and Spa. Final round of the 2008 Honda Classic is underway. The last group of the day going off at 1:45 p.m. Luke Donald and Mark Calcavecchia, two former champions of the Honda Classic. Luke in 06, Calc twice in 1987 and 1998.